Hello, everyone. In true 2020 fashion, Andrea and I forgot to record an episode for November. I guess that's what happens when COVID-19 and life gets in the way. Today, we're going to give you a special Q&A episode that up until now was only available to our Patreon subscribers. We hope you enjoy, and we will be back next month with an episode for Yule.
Navigating the vast world of spirituality can be overwhelming, especially if, like me, you grew up being told there was only one God, one way to worship, and anything outside of that was just plain evil. Yeah, I didn't believe any of that. Welcome to Magic from the Root, a podcast for those of us who have chosen to follow a less conventional path. Join us as we talk about everything from herbs and alchemy to rituals, tarot, astrology, spirit guides, and all the other exciting things that they don't teach in Sunday school. It doesn't matter if you're a dabbler, a seasoned witch, or just trying to figure out where you fit into this big, beautiful universe, everyone is welcome here. Now grab some tea, center yourself, open your mind, and settle in for some good, old-fashioned magic talk.
Welcome, Patreon subscribers. This is our very, very, very first special Patreon members-only episode just for you peeps who are shelling out the whatever tier it is. I forget the tiers where you get the special episodes. But thank you. First of all, thank you for subscribing.
Yeah.
We really, really appreciate it. And, you know, of course, like I mentioned on Patreon, we're going to give you something special, which is some sort of special episode. So today, for our very first, our launch of Patreon, you're going to get a Q&A. We've had several questions come in, and by several, I mean four.
Literally several.
But they're really good questions. And so we're going to read those questions here, and you can only hear it here. Hear it here. Here, here, here. Here I go. We just can't keep it together, y'all. You all know how we are.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to read the questions. Andre and I are going to give our best advice, kind of like Dr. Ruth.
Wow. I'm all of a sudden very nervous.
Really? You should be. These are stumpers.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm kidding. So our very first question comes from Fern Delight.
Nice name.
I know, right? Fern Delight. I kind of like it. Like afternoon delight, maybe. Ooh, you sexy.
It's a great drag name.
Totally. Oh, it is. If I were a drag queen. Mm-hmm. We just watched an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. My fave ever. Anyway.
So good.
Totally sidetracking. So Fern says, and I put this one as the first one because I think like this is something that irks the fuck out of me, and I want to address it right here, right now with this.
Now I'm very intrigued. But
she says, I don't think my family has any magic in our blood, so I don't feel like I can really call myself a witch. I've seen a lot of people get really nasty with other people online who are just starting out, calling them posers and fakers, but I'm really strongly drawn to this. I don't know what to do. Is it okay for me to practice? Do you guys have magic in your lineage? So, Fern. Honey, you are fine. You are fine. These, and I've seen this too. I've seen this online with these bitchy entitled witches who have been lucky enough to have, you know, come from a family who has been open to witchcraft and who have taught them their entire lives this practice. This isn't Sabrina. This isn't Harry Potter. Like magic isn't bred into you. We all have it. I mean, if you go back far enough in your lineage, you're going to find people who practice like this. I mean, that's just how it is.
It's funny. I would actually say the opposite. I would say that magic is bred into all of us.
Well, yeah.
We just got to tap into it.
Exactly. It's not like you're seeing on TV, I guess, basically is what I'm saying, where only certain people are lucky enough be born into a generation who has practiced this for generations.
Mm-hmm. It's not like a dominant or recessive trait within your genes. Exactly.
You're not going to wake up one day on your 16th birthday and throw your dresser across the floor. I mean, it just, no one has that. So
I mean, that'd be badass.
It would be amazing. That's pure Hollywood, pure entertainment value. So if you feel a calling to this, go for it. Like, and we're here, like this is part of what this show is for, is for us to help you listen to your calling and follow that calling. So, you know, I would just say don't engage with those people. And I also feel like, you know, we live in a reality TV culture where conflict, mm-hmm. and tearing people down is kind of the norm. Mm-hmm. And I would just encourage you to help if you've been, you know, in your family, you have this in your family for years and you've got all this knowledge, like share the wealth, you know, help us out. We are all at different places in our path. But yeah, no need to judge. So Fern girl, do what you do.
Yeah. And I would say that, you know, even I say in this podcast many times, I'll be like, you're not a witch if you just went out and bought a crystal, right? And that's not me to say, that's not my way of saying that you don't have the capability of doing that. It's my way of saying that we do live in a very like capitalist culture where we assume that if we just put money towards something that we've attained those things. So it's my way of saying that this is a practice. It is a spiritual practice that we have to kind of commit to and engage in on a regular basis.
Right.
And so, you know, sadly, there are people out there who people pay a lot of money to go see who've like taken a workshop and think, oh, well, I just took this workshop and it means I can do these things. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily true.
Right.
But it also doesn't mean that because you, Fern specifically, or anyone else, if you don't feel like anyone in your family has any sort of magical capabilities or that they acknowledge anything that they do as magical or spiritual or as witchcraft, because all those terms are very different depending on who you're talking to, it doesn't mean that that wasn't true in your family forever, right? And as we're going to talk about probably quite a bit in the episode Back to the Basics, as you kind of connect with your ancestors and make an effort to engage with them and you keep digging into that information and going further and further and further back, what you'll find is that there was an intact culture there that had a spiritual practice that most of us today would consider magical or witchcraft, because it was more of a practice that was based on the cycles of nature. It was based on energetic connections between other people and other beings, and that it was considered sacred, and that at some point that kind of got taken away or got forgotten or got trampled. And so even if you don't think that there is magic in your family, it doesn't mean that it wasn't there at some point. And that sometimes it takes you digging into your own practice to see that there's residuals of that, even in the people in your family who would never associate with anything that they would deem to be witchcraft or magic, that there's like these remnants that all of us do in every culture that are tied to those more ancient belief systems. So yeah, Fern, don't stress about it. Like, and also like, you know, fuck the haters.
Right. I mean, there are always going to be assholes, you know, and the thing is like, I feel like just the questions that we're getting, the feedback that we're getting about the show, like we have a really strong listenership who is committed to not only helping newbies, but also newbies who want to find the right way to do things, to connect with their lineage, not, you know, appropriate other cultures and not take and not be assholes. So we're here. So if you have questions, you know, if the podcast doesn't answer and you're here now getting these answers, I mean, reach out. That's why we're doing these special episodes, is to help with things that we're maybe not covering on the show that you'd like more information about.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And thank you, Fern, for writing in.
Yeah.
The next one is from Ninja Bunny.
Ninja Bunny. These names are so entertaining. I love it.
She wrote, "So my husband has been having really awful nightmares. And after listening to your podcast about dark magic," still my favorite episode that we've done so far, by the way.
So good.
"I'm afraid he may have something attached to him. Any tips on what I can do to help him out?"
Oh, so many tips.
I'm going to let Andrea, because I've got a few.
Yeah. So, you know, the first thing that I would say is to do some spiritual baths. And there's a couple different ways that those can be done. Again, you know, this is always a tough one, because for me, I tend to not want to give people blanket answers of like, use these herbs, because it's always going to pertain to exactly what's happening in your situation. But spiritual baths would be a really wise idea, where in particular, before he's going to bed, doing a bath where he's actually soaking in a bath that has a lot of cleansing and clearing herbs in it, and salts, Epsom salt and sea salt. That combination is really nice to kind of detach the layers of whatever is connected to him. You can also do a traditional spiritual baths, which are from various different backgrounds. Usually you're doing a bath that is water that has herb plant medicine in it, that you're praying to those plants and asking for their help. And then you're splashing that water over you or pouring it over you and then letting that air dry on you. That would be a really great idea. And then what I've done and has worked really well for me with other people who've needed some help is to do a mojo bag, basically, but a little bag of protection work that stays under your pillow at night and so is with you every time that you sleep. And it can be really easy to do that in a way where you're kind of in figuring out what are the aspects of the nightmares? What is coming through in those nightmares? Are they repetitive nightmares where it's the same storyline? And if so, really kind of sit and meditate on that storyline and see if it has any meaning for you, if it's relevant to this lifetime, if it's relevant to your ancestral line, if it's relevant to past lifetime for you. Mm-hmm. And then do a working in spell work. So basically I've done spell work and then put herbs and crystals that kind of pertain to clearing that specific type of energy or healing that break, that energetic break that's occurring throughout time somewhere that's creating that negative energy, and then sleep, having the person sleep with that under their pillow. I hope that made sense. I feel like that was a little piecemealing.
That's right.
The
that's
airs
right.
There.
You know, another thing you could do is just something simple like put a bowl of salt next to your bed, which is very protective. It also absorbs negative energies. Amethyst or obsidian stones near the bed or under the bed are helpful. I personally have put salt around my bed. When I first moved back to Portland, I was in a townhome that just had a lot of funky energy, and I was hearing things and I was feeling things at night. So I put just a line of salt around my bed to keep me safe while I was sleeping as well. So those are some really basic things you can do. Everybody typically has salt in their house unless you have really high blood pressure and you're not allowed to have salt. Maybe you don't have a salt container, but that's just something
that
really
still
quickly and easy to just grab and if you don't have, tools immediately handy.
And if you are someone who does circle casting, cast a circle, a protective sacred circle around your bed every night before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Another thing you could do too, you could do some egg work by rolling an egg to try to pull out whatever's happening. I almost feel like that needs to happen before the bath though.
Yeah.
Do that and then bathe to get that residual off before going to bed.
And it might be something, as usual, it's never a cut and dry answer, right? So some people can do one of those things and then all of a sudden they'll be like, wow, that totally did the trick. But depending on how intense the energy is and really what's happening for the hubby here, you may have to do that every night for like a week before going to bed, or every night for a month. It may be a bit of a sequence.
Mm-hmm. And there's like even some timing around it, like days of the week that you do it and timing of the night can really help. I would try these other things first. And if it's still there after several nights, then it probably needs some more intense spell work and some more banishing and binding work to go into that. So,
yeah.
Next question. We have a question from BGBGRL, I guess. BGB girl.
Big girl. Wait, what was that? BGB.
Big girl. BGB-GRL.
Big girl.
She writes, I keep having a dream about an older, dark shape with white hair. Mm-hmm. It's a female. Sometimes she seems to be floating, and other times she seems to be crawling or scampering across the ground. I can tell that she has blue and red paint draped on her face, and she's dressed in a very ornate robe. She looks scary and seems to always be coming to me out of a fog. Mm. She's constantly trying to give me something, but I'm too afraid in my dreams to take it. Some nights I have woken up terrified because I feel like she's still in my room, and some days I feel like she's following me and it makes me very anxious. Do you think I need protection?
Oh my God, big girl, take that thing. Sorry, I'm over here like, stop talking, Odell. I got shit to say.
Anything I can do to get over. I've got some things to say too, but you go first. She's about to flip the table.
My instant hit on this is that this is not something that you need to banish, that this is like real intense crone energy for you.
Yeah.
Who is like, I got a gift for you. Yes. Like, when are you going to stop being afraid of me and like like, look at me, be with me, right. Let me do this thing with you.
Yes, yes, yep.
Sorry, I just got
That's exactly the, when I read that, I was like, oh no, girl, that's like an ancestor or something, and she's got something, she's given you some power, something, like, don't banish this.
Yeah.
Embrace it. You're here, you're listening to this podcast. I firmly believe that we're all following a path, and we find what we need to find when we need to find it.
Yes.
And, you know, I have had several instances of just friends who have reached out to me and told me the things that have awoken in them since they've listened to this podcast.
I love that.
And this is one of those things, like, you are here because you need to be here. Mm-hmm. You are connecting. And I understand you just, I noticed a lot of these questions started coming in after the dark energy episode. And so people are like, oh my God, which... I'm glad that we were able to put some caution in you. Like, we're trying to set the framework, but there are times where it's not always a scary thing. And I can tell you, I'm getting a feeling, I'm sensing this as well as Andrea right now, like, this is something good. And
yeah,
talk to her. Don't be afraid of her. So you need to approach this with conviction.
Be as convicted as that UPS deliverer just knocked on the door.
Mama had a heart attack. Mama's dying. Mama's going to be in your dream, BGB girl. I'm going to come tell you. I'm going to give you that package myself. I love that we were talking about a package delivery. And I got a package delivered.
Oh, man. Oh. So I saw out of the corner the person coming, and I was like, oh, I hope they don't knock. And then I got all into what Odell was saying, and then I was like, no.
When you're going like this, I thought you're going, yeah, preach, girl. I was like, okay, I will. Never a dull moment.
Seriously.
But yes, I think, and like I said, we get things when we need to get them. That was just another point in time, illustrated our point, take the fucking package.
Yeah.
And then please write us back. Let us know what develops. Let us know what happens.
Yeah, but, I would love to know how that shifts for you, and then and what you learn about that particular energy. If it is an ancestor or family member, or if it's an archetype. And I would also kind of assume that it's someone down your ancestral lineage, and that face paint and that very specific wardrobe is meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Right. And where I was going before we got the shit scared out of us by the dude knocking on the door, dark energies feed on fear. So you need to approach this with confidence. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you might not. I feel like this crone energy, whatever it is going to protect you from whatever, you know, energies might be out there, because she's coming to you with something. But if you're afraid, I would, again, go back to put some salt or something by your bed just to keep the path clear when you go on that next journey to meet her.
And I would also suggest that you sit in meditation, you know, before you go to bed, and really do a kind of an energy clearing of yourself before you go to sleep, and then sit in meditation and really ask, what is it that you're afraid of? And what is it that this person really wants to give to you? And how can you open up to that in a way that feels gentler and less scary?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully in the dream, it'll shift some of the dynamics there.
Yeah. And I know we haven't done this episode yet, but I have a very specific story about going on a spirit walk where I met one of my spirit guides that scared the shit out of me. And I know I've mentioned this before. So, you know, just go with it. Let yourself, you're going to find something good out of this, though, is basically what I'm trying to say. Not so eloquently. It's going to work out for you.
Yeah.
All right. The last one.
Number four.
The OGG asked, first of all, I'm in love with your podcast.
Thank you.
These are all topics that really speak to me. And the more I hear your stories, the more I realize my mom and her aunts have done some of the things you all talk about on your show. And they've done it ever since I was a kid. My family is originally from South America, and I was brought up Catholic. So I guess what I'm saying is I feel drawn to everything you all are talking about. And it's obvious my mom and her sisters practice, or at least used to. I feel it's in my veins. means, but I'm terrified of letting in evil spirits and things that I can't control. I have this irrational fear of possession or letting in something I can't get rid of. I guess I don't really have a question. I just wanted to say you both are very inspiring and I really want to practice. I just need to proceed with caution. So, yes, I mean, you should always proceed with caution because, as I mentioned in the previous comment, nerves and fear is what dark energy feeds on. So you need to work through that first. Get yourself centered, do some grounding, do some shielding, and, you know, don't be like me and jump in and try to do, you know, this big elaborate come back to me spell or, you know, a vinegar jar spell on an enemy. Like, don't jump into that, but a little things, you know, making little protective pouches for yourself, as Andrea mentioned, just to help build up your confidence. So yeah, don't be afraid. Yes, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I, you know, what I want to say is that, again, you know, I'm not hating on the church, but I'm hating on the church.
Right. For the irrational fears.
Yeah. Because essentially what happened is that all of these practices that for indigenous peoples around the world, right? I'm not talking about specifically in like South America, Central America. I'm talking about everywhere, even in Europe, right? Even the indigenous practices there, because we all come from some form of indigenous peoples. Mm-hmm. It was not abnormal to be taken over by spirit. Mm-hmm. It was not a like shocking and scary and terrifying thing. And it was not something that was outside of typical spiritual activity, like organized religion, right? These were very indigenous religions. They did a lot of these things on a regular basis. And what happened was, is when the church, and by the church, I'm referencing the Catholic Church, then, you know, also more of the like Protestant church, and the ways in which they wanted to control the colonies and the lands that they had taken over, was demonize these practices and turn it into, oh, well, if you're letting any of these energies in and they're taking you over, then it must be Satan or it must be demons or it must be something evil, because there's only one true God. And that God only takes over saints.
Right.
Note, takes over saints, like many times throughout history has like come down and had like these possession moments with people that then get sainted. Mm-hmm. But it's okay because it was Jesus or it was the Holy Spirit, right? And really it's because of this influence of the church over time that we have so much fear around possession and around dark energy and around evil things. Mm-hmm. When yes, we can be very cautious about the things that we do because there is some ugly shit out there, right? Like that's for real. But also many of the things that we're really afraid of are things that aren't as scary when we open up to the fact that it's a part of our traditional practices.
Right.
And I always am like, God, do I want to say these things? And I guess I want to say these things because that's why we do this damn podcast. Yeah, I've had some moments myself where I have been in, I don't want to say that I've been possessed because that word just sounds lame, but I've been in some pretty deep trance states where an energy has kind of taken over me. And from my experience in that, I can say that you're not totally out of control.
Right.
So it's not that it's not a terrifying thing where you leave your body and you are just in an alternate place and you don't know what the fuck is going on. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you're in a place of duality where you're doing things and you aren't 100% in control of the things that are happening. And also you're very aware that they're happening. And you, in my case, have been able to be like, oh, well, if I want and need to stop and this doesn't feel safe for me, I know that I can.
Right.
And also, you know, it was about like setting up really safe parameters and doing these things with safe people and having a really clear intention. Here I go with my safety girl stuff. But it wasn't scary. It just... it was actually really beautiful. Yeah, I guess basically what I'm trying to say is go through your practice, like dig into your practice with a sense of reverence and with a sense of integrity. And when you do that, the things that will come to you many times are not going to be like really shady, crazy shit.
Right.
And then also, you know, in those rare occasions where the shady, crazy shit does come in, like, that's when you ask for help.
Right.
You know, you ask for help from other people in your life. You ask for help from other practitioners. You ask for help from your guides and spirit. But we're more likely to have more healing, helpful scenarios when we start really honoring these practices that we're being deeply, deeply called back to versus being in fear of them.
Yeah. And I would just go back to what Andrea was saying, that you are in control. And I, you know, the movies, The Exorcist, those possession movies have all made it seem like once the quote unquote demon takes you over, there's nothing that you can do. But if you are practicing in a way that you are strong, you know what you're doing, you have your support system set up, don't be afraid. I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's set up your, like, there are so many other things. This isn't, you're drawing on the evil aspect that the church has put in your mind, that this is evil and you're working with demons, which is not what this is about at all.
Right.
So, which is your first thing, that, you know, this is nothing to be afraid of. You're working with the land, you're working with the energies, you're working with your ancestors, your lineage, your guides who want to help you and guide you.
Again, like, one of the things that I kind of bring up frequently is ask them to help you as you transition with ease. Ease is my big term for 2020, man. But ask for that with like gentleness and ease, because, you know, they're looking out for you, right? Like, they want your best. They want everything good to happen for you. So they're not going to try to like hit you with a Mack truck and like take over you and do all this crazy shit, because then you're way less likely to actually engage in the things that are healing for you, healing for them, healing for the planet, healing, period. Right. So if we ask for, you know, our guides and our ancestors to really kind of hold our hand through it and take us through at a pace that we can handle, sometimes they don't listen. I'm gonna be real. But also many times, you know, they're willing to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I can say too that, I've mentioned that every New Year's Eve, I do like, it's a full day ritual where I clean out all the shit from the past year, cutting those cords and cutting those things that have held me back. And it takes every ounce of energy I have to even get out of bed on December 31st, because that shit that wants to hold me back.
So heavy.
Yeah. And it tries to keep me from getting out of bed because it knows that its ass is headed out the door. And so that could be part of what your issue is too, that it's that old, those old fears, those old comforts that are holding you back that don't want to let go. Because once you set them free, first of all, your power is infinite and they're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, they need to die because you're going to feel better once you move forward.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Preach on, Brother O'Donnell.
That's right. No more fucking knocks at the door, please. And that's all we got for you for our very first special Q&A. Patreon Q&A. Keep the questions coming, y'all. This was fun.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Keep the questions coming. And then also, if you guys have subjects that you really want us to discuss for an episode, let us know.
Because
we're always open to new and fun adventures.
Yeah, because we're laying down the basics this year, but then we want to keep coming at you year after year in future seasons. And we got to keep the show interesting. And what better than to serve what you really want to know? We couldn't do the show without you, literally.
Absolutely, yeah.
So have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Rating and subscribing to the podcast helps like-minded listeners find the show, and in turn, helps to build our little community. Why not head on over to iTunes or your favorite podcasting app and help us out? Also, we love connecting with our listeners. You can follow us on Instagram at @magicfromtheroot. And if you have a suggestion for a future episode, or if you think you might have something to add to the show, you can send us a message from the Contact Us page on our website at magicfromtheroot.com. Here, you can also find past episodes, show notes, and other magical tidbits. See you next time.
This podcast was brought to you by literally everything.